All right, now, good morning to you guys. I'm Vijay Jordan. Hope you guys are great. Happy Tuesday to you all. All right, now, that's for the Lord. Yes, Lord, all right, now, that's for the Lord. All right, now, this is a direct offer to Israel. Does that make sense? All right, now, it's an open offer to Israel. All right, now, as far as, like, China saying, yes, I can come to the bank there, but all right, now, I originally want to make this offer by Jesus, because of Jesus, in Jesus' name, to Israel, the country. All right, now, that's for the Lord. All right, now, the $30 quadrillion that, all right, now, as far as going to the bank is concerned, I'll write that check to Israel, plus the $2 quadrillion that were promised. Does that make sense? Plus $100 trillion for Israelis to split, right? All right, now, so that is an open offer to Israel. If they say yes, they can come to the bank there. Either way, Israel gets a $2 quadrillion check, period, right? It is an honor in Jesus' name, all right, now, to sow into Israel. Does that make sense? All right, now, but if they say, all right, now, my bank is in Tel Aviv, all right, now, that's for the Lord, just like it's in Hong Kong. All right, now, that's slow, and I thank the Chinese people again. But I originally want to make this offer to Israel, but there has been war over there. Does that make sense right now? But right now, if Israel were to say that I can come to the bank there, the only thing I'm doing is writing to Israel a check and leaving and getting my banking information and a debit card issued to me so I can use my own money. You've got racists in the United States with a problem. All right, now, William said one thing about those prayers, they work. William put this up there last night. Yeah, the racists got told to sit down yet again. I'm going to explain about the racism and mentality in the United States. I did it on the previous recording. Please listen to it. All right, now, that's the Lord. All right, now. But yeah, all right, now, this is an open offer to Israel like it's an open offer to China because I'm coming to the bank. All right, now, just the same with China, I would write Israel a $32 quadrillion check because I already promised Israel the Lord. I already promised God, forgive me. The Lord God, Jehovah, the Lord Jesus, the Lord Holy Spirit promised Israel $2 quadrillion already. I said when I go to the bank, I automatically write Israel a check. But my bank is in Tel Aviv. So Israel has a branch of my bank in Tel Aviv, Israel. All right, now, that's Florida right now. But if Israel, all right now, but if I go to the bank in Israel, I would write Israel a $32 quadrillion check. All right, now, that's for the Lord, $100 trillion for their people to, for Israelis to split. Like I told you guys, I'm part Jewish. My grandma, Shelby Jean, they've been all through my blood. That would be my dad's mom. All right, now, that would be me. Does that make sense? You understand what I'm saying? All right, now, proud to be. All right, now, that's for the Lord. All right, now, but if you're honored to help Israel in that way by Father God Jehovah, by the Lord Jesus, by the Lord Holy Spirit, because I don't have any power, but all right, now, so just like this is an offer to China, and China said, yes, I can come to the bank there. It is an open offer to Israel. I can only go to the bank in one place. All right, now, that's for the Lord. All right, now, to get my bank, the only thing I'm doing is getting my banking information. That's it. My banking information, a debit card, interest so I can use my own money, because these racists in the United States have gone out of their damn minds. They're delusional. Does that make sense? All right, now, I'm not giving them $300 trillion a year, right? They can have any citizenship. One thing I know about Israel and China, they're not going to play games. I go into the bank, I'm going to leave up my information in a debit card so I can use my own money, right? I need to close out this current account and open up a brand new one so the racists can stop looking at it and buttholes like TD Jakes too can stop looking into it because it is not their business what's in my account, right? All right, now, so that's an open standing offer to Israel. If the Israelis saying, yes, I can come to the bank there, the only thing I'm doing is coming to get my banking information in a debit card. That's it. All right, now, so I can use my own money. All right, now, that's for the Lord. Make sure everything works. All right, now, then and there, I will write Israel a $32 quadrillion check before leaving out of Israel. Does that make sense? All right, now, then I will immediately leave out of Israel. Does that make sense? All right, now, in Israel, have a $32 quadrillion check. They get $2 quadrillion either way. All right, now, that is more than the United States has made in its 247-year history, right? $2 quadrillion alone. All right, now, but if Israel said come to the bank there because they have a branch in Tel Aviv, all right, now, that's for the Lord. In Israeli money, that's $120 quadrillion. All right, now, these would be U.S. dollars. So I write Israel a $30 quadrillion check. All right, now, it would be a great honor in Jesus' name to do that. If Israel said come to the bank there, ask the Lord to open up a way, say go to Tel Aviv, they go to the bank and write Israel that check for $32 quadrillion. All right, now, China is $30 quadrillion. All right, now, with promises to pay the Chinese president $125 billion to every Chinese citizen to get $20,000 apiece. All right, now the Hong Kong president would get $50 billion. Does that make sense? All right, now with $30 quadrillion to the Chinese, does that make sense? All right, now, but to Israel, it'd be $32 quadrillion, and every Israeli citizen would get a check, plus the prime minister would get a check. It would match the Chinese. Does that make sense? All right, now, plus it would be $32 quadrillion. All right, now, so if the Israelis say, come to the bank there, all right, now, I'm going to Israel to write them a $32 quadrillion check, which translates to $120 quadrillion in Israeli money, right? All right, now, that's an open offer to Israel. If they would like me to do that, to come to the bank there. All right, now, I just want my banking information. All right, now, after dealing with the racism in the UK last year, the United States trying to steal with some bigot racist that didn't invest anything, didn't put anything into it. My money has nothing to do with the United States. It's a global supply chain. To the fact that Boeing and other, I'm not getting on a plane, I promise you, right? I believe these races. You have a Nazi killer murderer racist, Joe Biden, and his Nazi killer murderer racist son going over to Israel, and they start murdering people indiscriminately. Let me tell you about the mentality that's in the United States. I'm going to explain this again. These racists in the United States have lost their damn minds, right? Now, here's what you're saying. That's the one thing about them prayers, they work. As they told United States and Musty again, all right, now, that they're not going to steal anything. I'm not giving these racists any money. I said no. It's a global supply chain that's not even attached to the United States. Not just that, the United States is so used to people kissing their asses despite them treating countries and people like crap. Do you understand what I'm saying? They treat people like shit, and God forgive me for cussing, but they expect the whole world to kiss their asses. Let me give you a great example of what I mean by the United States has a track record of treating people like crap, and they want people to still kiss their asses, these old racists, right? Okay, all right, now, murderer, Nazi, terrorist, bigot, clown, Joe Biden, and his crackhead, murderer, Nazi, bigot, racist, Hitler son, and Hitler Joe Biden went over to Israel and started murdering people. Called Iran more than one time to do that. And then Iran did not feel comfortable striking the Israelis directly, so they contracted. All right, no, so they contracted the terrorist group Hamas. They found hundreds of millions of dollars underground because the United States and the Hitler racist Nazis gave it to them to murder Jewish people, right? I'm not lying, right? You haven't been watching the news, right? Okay, by Jesus' wisdom, the Lord shined a light on this. All right, now, that's the Lord. All right, now, the United States, all right, now, everybody was not on board the shit that Biden did, but some of these assholes were on board, right? Some people did not want to do no shit like that, and some people were not looped into it, right? Does that make sense? All right, now, that's as real as I can say it, but Biden and Mitch McConnell and them, they were looped into it. As plain as I can say it, nobody's lying on that shit bag. You did find Mitch McConnell and it being mentioned to him that he was looped into how Biden was murdering Israelis. Does that make sense? Why he was hiding this terrorist on the Gaza Strip, right? All right, now, Joe Biden, all right, now, got his Nazi, racist, killer, murderer, terrorist, clan ass one day, his Hitler, Haman, terrorist, clown self up one day, him and his crackhead, murderer, Hitler, son, Hunter, and they started contacting the Iranians, all right, now, to attack Israel and said, don't worry, the United States will have your back. That's why Biden was hiding that terrorist on the Gaza Strip. Does that make sense? Right now, that's the Lord, right now, in Rafah. Okay. They did not feel comfortable or they were afraid. They were afraid to attack Israel directly because you're seeing Israel do not play it. Rightfully so. Israel has a right to defend their citizens, their borders, their homes, and they have a right to defend their peace, right? People keep saying this stuff about peace. Okay, if you were held hostage, would you want everybody to go home and forget about you? Of course you wouldn't. Let's be realistic, right? Check this out, all right, now, the same place that the United States, all right, now, blow Biden, Joe Biden, the Nazi, Hitler, murder racist told Israel not to look on the Gaza Strip, giving them faulty intelligence when they stopped listening to that shithole racist Nazi, killer, Hitler, terrorist, Haman. They looked back on the Gaza Strip, and they damn near instantly fought this terrorist hiding, where Biden told them not to look, lying to their faces, giving them faulty intelligence, as he promised the Iranians he would, right? Okay, right? At this stage in the game, Biden is already caught. Why is he still lying? Anyway, okay. All right, now, one day Biden woke up and he started, all right, now, his Hitler, killer, murderer, terrorist, Nazi, racist self woke up and started murdering Jewish people. He decapitated men, women, and children, which means he cut their heads off. They rammed into people's houses. They took people hostage. They bombed people's houses. Does that make sense? They started shooting bombs. All right, no, they sprayed people with bullets at a concert. Does that make sense? That didn't do any harm or sin. You had terrorists start bulldozing down the fence because the United States flooded them with hundreds of millions of dollars. All right, now, that's for the Lord. And Israel didn't know sinning or wrong to the United States. I thought they're supposed to be an ally of ours. But this is what happens to people that are not seeing the White House that hates Jewish people, that took a vow in the Klan to hate Jewish people. He starts to murder Jewish people. Does that make sense? Okay. All right, now, so Biden, all right, now, starting to murder Jewish people. He saw the gruesomeness of his attacks. He got the intelligence reports showing the gruesomeness of his attacks. Does that make sense? All right, now, that's for the Lord. He got the terrorist reports showing the gruesomeness of his attacks. Yet still, Biden still continued to shoot bombs at Israel two other times. Yet still, despite Biden seeing the terrorist attacks, does that make sense? Despite Biden seeing the intelligence of his attacks, despite Joe Biden seeing the murder of his Hitler hands, all right? Now, Biden murdered Israelis with his own two hands. Biden murdered Jewish people with his own two hands. Does that make sense, right? Now, despite Biden seeing the intelligence reports, he still proceeded to shoot bombs in Israel two other times. He still proceeded to hide that terrorist on the Gaza Strip, despite him seeing children decapitated and seeing people beaten and saw people taken into hostage and seeing people sprayed and riddled with bullets. He still, despite seeing the intelligence, still hit that Nazi on the Gaza Strip to do more murders for him. Does that make sense? See, just like Biden's a Nazi, he was a Nazi too. Sin war, he was just a darker Nazi. Does that make sense? They both hate the Jewish people. They have that in common, right? That's the mentality of the United States and the racist Nazis that have always ran the United States. All right, now, all of them not racist, all right? No, most of them were, though. Okay. Biden, when Jesus shined the light that Biden had been doing the attacks, Biden had been doing the bombings, Biden had murdered the Jewish people, over 1,200 of them. Biden had decapitated children. Biden had gotten women and men sexually assaulted. Hamas is running rampant with homosexuality, so they have sexually assaulted a lot of men. Biden saw the people's homes being bombed. Biden saw people being captured and held against their will. Biden saw people's homes being kicked in and people being shot to death. Biden saw the intelligence reports of his murder of Jewish people, and he yet still shot bombs in Israel two other times. He yet still, you know, hit that terrorist on the Gaza Strip, and he gave Israel, faulty intelligence right now on purpose, lying that there were no terrorists on the Gaza Strip, that U.S. intelligence looked. He sent the Israelis, like, basically on a wild goose chase, lying to their faces after Biden committed mass murder in their country. Do you understand that? Now, here is where the fucked up Nazi mentality also comes in. Biden, knowing he did all this atrociousness, all this unprovoked evil to, you know, Israel, Biden knew that he had murdered Jewish people, decapitated men, women, and children. Biden knew that he had terrorized the Israeli people out the blue one day because he's a Nazi murderer, hating Hitler, racist. Biden knew that he did all this atrocities and all this egregiousness to Israel, him and his crackhead, racist son. All right, now, this Ku Klux Klan murderer, killer, all right, now, that hates Jewish people. Biden knew all the horrible ways that he treated the Israeli people. Does that make sense? He saw the intelligence. He shot bombs two other times. He hit the terrorists so he can go murder more people for Biden. Biden knew all the horrible ways he had done Israel. Then this son of a bitch had the gall to ask Israel to lie for him to other countries that they knew he was bombing them. Biden did all that bullshit to Israel, all that evil to Israel, then told them to lie for his nasty old ass, saying lie that they knew he was shooting bombs at them. And they said Biden is lying. Biden told them nothing about shooting bombs at them. Biden didn't tell them anything about that he orchestrated October 7th. You can say that terrorist sin war all you want to. Did you see the hundreds of millions of dollars that they were underground? Okay, blow Biden, his crackhead son, paid that out of taxpayers' money to murder Jewish people. Because this dumb, nasty ass wanted to kill Jewish people, he wanted to steal. He wanted to say the United States is so afraid. It's a World War III that this racist tried to start, so his dumb old ass can steal money that's not his. And he hates Jewish people because he ain't nothing but a Hitler fucking Haman racist Nazi terrorist, right? Killer, right? Biden knew all the awful ways he had treated the Israeli people, and he still had the gall to ask the prime minister and the Israeli people to lie for him that they knew that he was bombing them. He had the gall to say that they tell them to lie for him to other nations that they knew his own nasty ass had done all that to them. What a shithole. Okay, you got the United States. You got the United States' mentality with these damn racists on display there. These racists have treated the rest of the world in a lot of instances like complete shit. And then say kiss their ass if they treat people, they mistreat people, they misdo people, they mishandle people. It is never okay to mistreat somebody. Never okay. Would you like to be treated like that, right? All right, no, that's for the Lord. But these racists knew that they were mistreating people. Does that make sense? All right, no, that's for the Lord. Okay. When these racists keep popping their sorry asses up, begging, saying, you know, send it back to America, wanting people to kiss their asses, these racists know damn well my money is not theirs. They kept popping their sorry asses up, saying, send it back to America. Instead of people kissing their asses, these assholes are being laughed to scorn. I told you, assholes, up against my money, you're not a superpower. And that's why Jesus shined the light, because I don't have any power, right? United States has said it's a superpower and did people like shit for decades. United States has said it's a superpower and it's mistreated people. United States has said it's a superpower for 247 years now. Not 247 years, excuse me. United States has said it's a world power, a superpower for all these decades and mistreated people, mishandled countries, mishandled people of color, mishandled the Middle East, mishandled different people. They mishandled the Europe too. Does that make sense? United States has said it's a superpower and it's treated people like shit, then expected people to kiss its ass with sanctions in the hole and then say, kiss my ass. the United States has misdone people, mishandled people, and has been completely racist and asshole against people, saying, well, they're a superpower. They can treat people like shit and do whatever they want to do. You're seeing this old dick-blowing, you know, pedophile, racist, Hitler clan, murderer, terrorist Biden, and his crackhead son. Does that make sense? And right now, his Hitler clown, murder, racist ass, and right now treat Israel like that, then these assholes had the audacity to say life for them. That they knew Israel was, that Biden, Joe Biden with his own hands was murdering over 1,200 Israeli people and over 40,000 Palestinian people. He told them to lie for him as if his racist old ass is privileged to treat people like shit. You're dealing with the American racist mentality. That these damn racists are feeling like they can terrorize you, mistreat you, and they're owed something. The devil is a lie. That's why these racists kept popping their asses up, saying, send my money back to America, knowing damn well it's not there. That's why these still clown-ass racists kept calling different countries, putting all the black people out the room. I mean, Obama is a former president. Obama clearly has stated that Biden didn't tell him he was calling Russia. He told Elon Musk he was calling Russia to try to steal from me. He put Obama out the room, despite that Obama, he got diplomatic ties to different countries. He didn't let Obama stand in the room. He put him out because he's black. He let Musty and Prisker, and right now even had Trump on the phone. Does that make sense? Is that calling Trump a racist? But they're trying to steal from me, and I don't fucking appreciate it. I don't trust shit about the United States, okay? He had all of them on the phone, but he put Obama out of the room because he is black. Do you understand that? As he called different countries, him and his crackhead Nazi killer son, the old killer, wrote Joe Biden, said, okay, help him to steal money that's not his. Do you understand what I'm saying, right? All right, no, that's what it is, not their money. But they called different countries trying to steal, putting all the black people out the room. It's not something I'm saying that's incendiary. That's the incendiary that Biden did despite Obama being a former president. He still put him out the room, all right, now with all the other black people. Do you understand what I'm saying? How does Musty know? Musty is not a politician. Musty is an immigrant. He's not even an American citizen. Does that make sense? But he still, because Musty is a white man, put him on the phone with Russia saying he going to woo Russia. They laughed him to scorn and said, okay, he's not even a comparison to Ripple. All right, now the extraction. So he didn't even compare to this. All right, now what did crackhead Hunter say? Well, put Elon Musk on the phone and wooed him. And they laughed at them. They laughed them to scorn and told him no. The United States has been treating people like shit for how long? It didn't want people to kiss their asses, mistreat people, mishandle countries, sanctions, weaponization of the dollar, you name it. The United States knew it has not been right. Okay, you just had a crusty, musty, nasty asshole, killer racist do the exact same thing in Jerusalem. Excuse me, not in Jerusalem, but in Israel. Does that make sense right now? Mistreat people, then say life for him. After he bombed them, then say life for him. After he decapitated the men, women, and children, said life for him. After he hid the hostage to keep murdering Israeli people, he said life for him. After he did all these atrocious sins and evil against the Israeli people, he had the God to tell the Jewish people to laugh at his nasty old ass. After he targeted them for over a year, and he kept bombing them over and over again. After he murdered 1,200 Israelis on October the 7th, this racist pile of shit still had the audacity and the fucked up white privileged nerve from these fucked up United States to tell folks that he terrorized people, that he killed, he destroyed people's families, he traumatized people, he did all manner of evil, he lynched them, basically. Are you looking at this? He told them to love him, that they knew he was doing all this to them. What's up? That's the mentality you're dealing with in the United States. She's fucking racist, right? These racists got up and want the people to kiss their asses, say, send the money back. They told their asses no. They've been begging for 2 years straight. My money has not been in the United States since last year in March. Does that make sense right now? That's from the Lord right now. And they keep telling their sorry asses no, it's not coming back to the United States. I don't want it back to the United States. So right now, do you think I'm stupid? Look at me, the Lord God, Jehovah himself, by Christ Jesus, by the Holy Spirit and his infinite wisdom, got the hell out of here. And then you had a Nazi proceed to bomb Israel and start murdering Jewish people. Do you understand what I'm saying? The Lord himself took it out of the United States for a reason. I would never go against the wisdom of the Lord. Do I look stupid to you? Have you ever read Proverbs 8? All right, no, that's for the Lord. All right, now you are against God. You go against all sound wisdom. Don't be stupid. The Lord divinely removed it out of here. It's not coming back in here. No. I don't give a damn what you put in that White House. No way. All right, now, so you're dealing with you got the racist mentality in the United States and the entitlement of the racists in the United States and the entitlement of the biggest in the United States and the fucked up mentality of these racists in the United States. You got the shit on display of in Nazi murderer killer Joe Biden, his crackhead murdering Haman Nazi killer Hitler's son and his old Hitler ass Joe Biden, right? All right, now, this son of a bitch did all that evil to the Jewish people, didn't have the audacity to say cover for him after he bombing them, cover for him after he murdering them, cover for them after he basically shooting bombs at them. Cover for him after he murdering people. He had the audacity to tell the Jewish people to cover for his shitty old ass after he got caught bombing them. Stupid ass or racist, okay? That's what the United States has been doing. United States has been treating people like shit. The step missus saying it's a superpower. Mishandling people, mistreating people. It didn't expect the whole world to kiss their ass despite them being so harsh and so cruel to people. And instead of these racists getting their way like their predecessors where they do anything they want, they just say, yes, they've been to the United States. They're telling their asses no. I told you, up against my money, the United States is not a superpower. Not even close, right? And I own Ripple. Not even close, like light years away, right? All right, now, I told you guys I'm anti-American, I'm anti-asshole, and there's a difference. I'm not going to empower these fucking Nazis. It's not happening, these racists either. No way. All right, now, that's for the Lord. All right, now, can't do it in a good conscience because look at how they treated me. All right, now, that's for the Lord. These stupid-ass racists tried to rob me, steal from me, and do all manner of evil against me, frame me for my own property, as if it's dumb old ass at the, you know, what you told Mitch McConnell. They were left on top of their lungs, got the nigger kicked outside. We got the nigger. When they got me threw up my house last year, dried up all my money, followed me to three separate jobs. I didn't do no shit to no wrong to them. For something they did not invest a dime into, these races so fucked up, he kept trying to put me up on the bridge so he could kill me. He goes, send somebody to kill me. That's what Biden was doing last year. Okay, lo and behold, Biden took that same fucked up racist mentality over to the Middle East and start murdering Jewish people, his nasty old ass. That's what you're dealing with. All right, now, United States and Klan, racist Hitler murderers like Joe Biden, his crackhead son, have mistreated people. All right, now, like this for a long time, saying that they're a superpower, they can do whatever they want to do, and they expect the rest of the world to kiss their ass. Their asses are not being kissed. People are laughing in the scorn. They're telling their asses, no, I don't want my money back here. And everybody is telling them, no, does that make sense? And right now, that's what they have mistreated countries. They have mistreated the people in the countries. All right, now, they've done all manner of shitty stuff. Look at the Persian Gulf War. How they wanted oil so bad, they want the prices to be low, and they went over there. Saddam Hussein was a tyrant. He was murdering people. They knew what he was in the Baath Party, knew the terrorist he was in the Baath Party. They knew the monster this old son of a bitch was, and they did not care. They just wanted oil prices to be low, and they invaded Kuwait to help a murderer terrorist, and he just got out of control after the United States put their hands over there not caring. You know, just wanted low oil prices. The United States have done a lot of shitty stuff to different countries where these racists will pop their asses up saying they're a superpower and to kiss their ass to see if nobody's kissing their ass. They popped up for over a year like they own crack or something. Right now. All right now, over and over again, demanding that money be sent back that's not theirs, calling different countries like they stupid, demanding that money be sent back that's not theirs. They did this over and over and over again as if they're not theirs because they're so used to people kissing their asses. That's the fucked up mentality you're dealing with the United States. They being told no, okay, right? It's a new day. Nobody's kissing the United States and the racist clowns in an ass anymore. You can't lie and say the sky is green and it's blue and everybody can see it's blue, but because the racists want to have their way and throw a fit, they want people to lie to their face and they lie to their face. They want them to agree with the lie and they know they lying, right? The racists saying, okay, the sky is green, lie with them. Participate in the lie with them. They're a superpower, so that day is gone. Nobody's saying the sky is green. They said, okay, look, the sky is blue, sit your asses down. What's up? I've dealt with these racists in the United States. Look at, I'm like, okay, don't buy this fraud. If you buy this fraud, you're going to go bankrupt. These racists, like this old clown-ass racist, feel like the Israeli people owe this stupid old ass something. All right, he murdered, he terrorized him, and asked him to lie for him. These dumb-ass racists in the United States, and these assholes like T.J. Jakes, you're telling these buttholes, excuse me, do not buy the fraud. You're on the hook for it. It's a global supply chain. The United States has no way to make the money. You're going to go bankrupt. This is a friendly warning. Do not buy it because I'm not helping you. These racists are so stupid. They kept buying the fraud in bulk in just capacity. How is Warren Buffett buying 789 million shares of fraud? He has no way to make the money for it. How the hell are you doing that? Feeling so entitled and so racist. Call this for what you will. How is Boeing, the plane company, I'm never going to plan out the United States? No way. No way in hell. These racists just went over to the Middle East and mass murdered people of color. They're making threats about planes. I believe they racist, killer, murderer asses. I believe them. Not getting on no plane. No way. No. Never. No. Not coming into the United States. Not all my life. No. All right. No. Not even my own planes that I could buy. Fuck no. No. Right? You see the cruise ship I'm making into an ocean palace? So right now, sell around in it. I really do mean it. Right? Not dealing with the United States. I take these races very seriously. Right? They are murderers, killers, and terrorists. Right? Look at Biden and his crackhead son. Okay. They make a threat spot planes. You ain't got to worry about my black ass getting on a plane because I won't be on another one. I promise you. Okay, that's for the Lord. All right now, but check this out. All right now, how the United States, they kept buying all this fraud like you owe their ass to something. You telling these racists, okay, you telling these folks like TDJs, okay, don't buy this fraud. These assholes start piling up on fraud like you owe them something, like they're owed something, like they own something, like they owe something, like they're stupid, and like they owe something, like they're popping their asses up at the international level. Does that make sense? Kept begging for money. They know damn well it's not theirs, but they're so used to everybody kissing their ass. But this time they're telling their asses no. They're only telling their asses no consistently. I'm telling your asses no too. No. You better sell that fucking fraud. These asshole racists kept buying that fraud in bulk. Does that make sense? Right now, you're going to go bankrupt. You're going to lose everything. You better sell it. You better sell it. You're not entitled to shit. You better sell it. It's a global supply chain that's not linked to the United States. You better sell it. You have nowhere to make the money. You had better sell it, because if you're done, it's a friendly or not. It's a friendly notice. Your green mad ass is getting up, telling people to laugh at you, telling people to kiss your asses. And not kissing your green mad jealous ass until you ask to sit down and saying that you ain't green mad and jealous. I'm telling your green mad and jealous ass to you better sell that fart, because if you don't, you're gonna go bankrupt. And nobody coming to you assholes rescue. Just like the United States treated me, they went over to the Middle East and they treated other people of color. What's up? I've been saying all along, don't buy that fraud. They keep buying it and buying it like you owe their ass or something. Nobody owes you shit. You better sell it. You're going to go bankrupt. Period. As the United States is saying, they start crying and screaming, sending money back, and they're being told, they sorry ass is being told no. Does that mean what you're going to do? You're supposed to fight the whole world? What a joke that is. China already said they don't care. They don't have a problem with the United States, but they don't care. They care. They say they can go to the bank there. All right, no, that's an open offer to Israel, too. That's the Lord, you know? I'm pretty sure I won't have no problems with Israel going to the bank. France said they can come to the bank there. I don't know what racist, no, what racist. Does that make sense right now? So I don't know about France, but nothing against France. And I appreciate France's offer. Does that make sense right now? As long as it's a country that does not hate Israel, does not hate Jesus, does not hate Israel, not a warmonger, right? All right, no, that's the Lord. All right, no, it's like this. I'm not putting anywhere, no money, in no place that hate Israel. No way. Right? Okay. But as far as like this is concerned, all right, no, so the racists keep piling up on this fraud. Like, they kept popping their asses up, thinking people supposed to kiss their asses. They kept popping their asses up, saying send money back that's not theirs, thinking people supposed to lie with them and pat them on the back. They kept popping their asses up like somebody owed their asses something. They got told no to sit their asses down. Okay, I'm telling your asses, you better sell that fraud. Nobody owes you shit. It's a global supply chain. You do not own. You have no part in it. You don't own a global supply chain. You better get your asses out. Then 8 billion people, you better start knocking on doors on 7 continents, because that's the equivalent of what you're asking me to do for you. I am not showing up no fraud for you, because I did not tell you to buy. I have said emphatically over and over again, as a person, as a human, after how these racists did me, I want no dealings with it. All right, now, as far as them is concerned, so I'm going to go over to Europe and Asia, Jesus willing, offer extraction, not the extraction, no. Offer the stock over there. United States has no share in it. United States own no part of it. United States own no majority of it. United States own no minority on it. United States own none of it. You just had a bunch of asshole racists. They can sell out everything from up on you, like they can steal something so damn stupid. Okay, they love holding the badge. You better steal it, because if you don't, you're going to go bankrupt. Like, they keep jumping your asses up, saying, send money back here. You being told no because you did not earn it, and people are not kissing your asses after you mistreat people. It's just to say, you better sell that fraud. You're going to go bankrupt. What's up? That's the mentality of the United States. The same thing that this old dick-blowing pedophile, racist killer, murderer, Hitler, Haman, Joe Biden, his old crackhead killer, Nazi, Hitler, Haman, racist murderer son, Hunter Biden, just did in the Middle East against the Jewish people and against Palestinian people. Just murdered people, didn't tell them to cover for him, tell him to lie for him that they knew he was bombing them. After he treated them like that, as if his shitty old ass can do people any type of way, ain't supposed to kiss the United States ass. You just saw Biden try to get Israel to do this after he mistreated them like this, disrespected them like this, dishonored them like this, didn't say lie for him, his nasty old ass, okay? You got these fucked up racists thinking they supposed to treat you in the kind of way, make you homeless, drop your money, get you fired. All right, no, I'm not fired or anything right now, no, right? But last year, does that make sense right now? They dried up my money and everything, does that make sense right now? Got me evicted out my house and get fired from any of my jobs still. They did all manner of stuff and evil against me. And they want the pile up on fraud as if you owe they stupid ass or something. And they doing all this evil and this terror and this, I mean, homelessness is terror. Somebody getting you kicked out your house is terror. Not having a place to go is terror. Some stupid ass old man drying up your money, him and his dumb ass crackhead son, because he's, you know, fucked up Mitch McConnell and old Kevin McCarthy and all these other fucking racists. All right, no, that's for the Lord. Because they can't make their own money, try to drop your money, try to break you so they can steal from you. That is terror. Doing torture and war crimes against you for 317 days. That is terror. Go through it. You'll see how terrible it is, because, okay, 10 months didn't fly by, because that's how long I dealt with this old nasty-ass racist dude to me. 10 months did not fly by. Okay, January got 30 days. February got almost 30 days. March got 30 days at least. April got 30 days at least. May got 31 days. June got 30 days. July got 31 days. All right, now August got 31 days. September got 30 days. October got 31 days. Okay, I had to live through those days. They didn't fly by to live through those days. And every day this nasty-ass racist guy, he kept being racist, drawing up my work. He kept being racist, trying to steal from me. He kept being racist, calling different countries as he was lynching me. He kept calling other, like, you did these old nasty-ass racists, kept buying all that fraud I'm going through. All this, you assholes, better sell it. You're going to lose everything you tied to it if you don't. I just explained the mentality of these racists in the United States. Here's William saying, those prayers work right. The Lord fixed it. The Lord is so good. Lord Jesus is so good. He shined the light of the fraud being extracted across the entire world. People saw the supply chain is not attached to the United States. It has nothing to do with the racism. They put no input to it. They put zero investment. Zero investments that the racists put into it. They put not one investment. They put zero investments into it. They have nothing to do with the extraction. The supply chain is global. It is not attached to the United States. Everybody with their own eyes saw this pool extracted from across the entire world using Ripple. Does that make sense right now? That's for Lord. If it's not all this or that, why are these fucked up racists sitting around waiting for me to do something for 2 years? What's up? Because I'm not helping them. Why are they still sending their asses around if it's not all these things? Go play with somebody else. You better sell that fraud, because if you don't, you're going to go bankrupt. These assholes like TD Jakes too. Everybody's not racist like Biden, but, you know, if you're not, please don't be offended. But if you knew you bought that fraud, you know all the shitty ways I've been treated. Okay, then fuck this. You know, you're holding the bag. You're going to lose your money. Right? You got the scope of the mentality of the United States. The United States want to treat people like shit. The racists and the Nazis in the United States want to step on people. The racists in the United States want to rob people. The racists and the terrorists in the United States want to do harm to people. The racists and terrorists in the United States want to do all manner of evil and atrocities to people. And then they expect you to kiss their asses. I'm not kissing shit, you assholes. You better sell that fucking fraud. The same way Biden went over to the Middle East, he started murdering Jewish people, then told them to lie for him. Basically telling them to kiss his behind. After he did such evil to them, and they said, no, Biden is lying. They did not, Biden did not tell him he was bombing them and murdering their people and decapitating their children and kidnapping their women and men and bombing their houses. Does that make sense to have his sirens go out because some stupid ass racist shot bombing them 200 times? And he had a terrorist that was trying to murder Jewish people because Biden made a deal with them in Iran, right? Said Biden did not tell them that. And then told them to basically turn around and kiss his butt after he did that to them. I'm telling you, racists, in the same way these old nasty-ass racists thinking they're supposed to pile up on fraud and doing all that evil to me. Okay, you assholes, better sell it. You're going to go bankrupt with everything you touch with fraud, I promise you. I'm not sending shit back to the United States. I think you got to your damn heads now, right? I would never go through. I would never go against the Lord's wisdom and sending something back to the United States. Do I look stupid? You better sell it. You got the racist mentality. You're not doing anything to these shithole racists. How they start invading Israel. How they took their house in my hands, my house one day, and they start drawing up my work and my money, getting me kicked outside. You ain't doing nothing to these shitty ass folks. And they just target you and terrorize you, thinking that, oh, something, you assholes better sell that fraud because you're going to really lose your money this time in front of the world stage, and nobody's going to help you assholes. I hope you guys are well. Good morning. I didn't start this. Like they start to murder Israelis out the blue one day. I mean, by proof, they Biden start to terrorize me out the blue one day. Calling me niggers about my own money and property and my own technology that the Lord Jesus gave to me. That he put zero investments in, that he put zero counsel into, saying I'm a nigger and I'm the wrong race to have it. As he tried to steal from me for 2 whole years now. Now, this nasty ass race came here 3 years ago in 2021. They've been here for 3 years. And this nasty ass race still sat his ass here trying to steal from up under me so he can whitewash and lie about it. What did he say? I'm nothing on nobody. I can't get none of my own money. As his racist old ass, no racist Mitch McConnell. I right now that kept looking the other way as Biden murdered Israelis. Mitch McConnell knew Benjamin Netanyahu. Why did he call the prime minister? If Biden started to murder people, he didn't say shit. They do have it that Mitch McConnell knew that Biden was murdering people. He didn't say shit because he's fucked up Nazi racist too, okay? Mitch McConnell's the same shithole that got up in front of nations in the world lying at walls that don't exist. Mitch McConnell's the same shithole racist that kept saying, okay, it's a wall and that's why she can't get on her own money. Lying through his teeth, he got a daughter in the Freemasons. Biden got a granddaughter in the Freemasons. Does that make sense? So right now, even Tiffany Trump is a girl. Nothing against Trump and Tiffany Trump. No. All these dudes are not racist. Some of them are. Fuck it. Call a spade, right? All right, now, Robert Biden got a female relatives in the Freemasons, you name it. It's going pretty fucking deep, right? But he knew he was lying his ass off to the whole world. He knew his racist old ass was lying. And he knew his racist old ass was lying. And Mitch McConnell got his shithole ass up and lied to the whole world being racist and trying to mask it as everything else but his racist. Like, he turned the other way when Biden was murdering all the Jewish people. Didn't say shit despite him knowing the prime minister. These nasty-ass racist folks. You ain't doing nothing to these assholes. They want to terrorize you, rob you, do evil against you, frame you, lie you, try to steal from you, and do all manner of harm against you. Just like Biden lynched me, he lynched the Jewish people, too. What you call a lynching, right? Did you see Emmett Till? This son of a bitch did that to the Jewish people, then told them to lie that they knew he was bombing them. Right? Nasty asshole racist. Okay, you knew I was going through all that stuff laughing with this old pedophile racist. You better sell that fraud because nobody owes you asshole shit. You're going to go bankrupt. Good morning. Thank you guys so much.